Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh my goodness, it's gonna be one of those days. I was just I was just involved in a series of texts with my friend and my boss and my program director, Tim Wenger, and the basic synopsis of it was, when it rains, it pours. And I'm sure that everybody listening to my what's left of my voice right now, you've all had a day where literally nothing goes right. Okay, so I have been so much looking forward to getting into work to do this show because it can only go up. I mean, you're like one of those days where everything's going along fine and then boom, uh-oh, boom, uh-oh, boom. The only thing that went well, I'm very happy to tell you, is when you're driving to work, do you have certain traffic lights that are your nemesis? Lights that you know when you hit them, you will be waiting for 3 to 4 minutes. I'm happy to tell you, I hope you had the same experience today, but I am happy to tell you that I was able to defeat my nemesis today on the drive into work. So I know it's going to be a great show. And I also know it's going to be a great show because we had so many calls yesterday that were great calls. Pasquale, I think you noticed it too. Everybody who called in yesterday was absolutely sensational. It made my job easy. And anything you can do to make my job easy, especially till my voice gets back to normal, is always very appreciated. So I have a whole bunch of things that I want to get into today that I hope you think are interesting. And if not, I'll swiftly change gears. But I caught a little bit. Oh, by the way, real quickly, one of the shows that I would like to do is, and I keep teasing this, and we've never done it. I don't think we've ever done it. Maybe we did when we had sleep doctor, Dr. Dan Rifkin in studio, maybe 20 years ago. But I really want to do a show on sleep. Do you fall asleep and then wake up in the middle of the night and spend 2 hours awake before you're able to fall asleep again? I believe we call it the 3 o'clock in the morning club. So I don't know what that's all about, but we definitely, maybe today, have to do a little bit about sleep. And hopefully I won't put you to sleep during the show, but that's always a risk one runs. Something that I would like to start off with today, I know you're going to like, I do want to mention something else. And again, folks, forgive the raggedy quality of my voice. People have sent me emails. Are you not feeling well? I feel like a million bucks, okay? I do. But I have a staph infection in my sinuses. and that is taking a toll on my vocal cords. I do not have throat cancer. I do not have polyps. I do not have a tear in my throat. It's just a simple matter of a sinus infection, which is a pretty major sinus infection. But I feel absolutely fine. So while I appreciate your thoughts and prayers, but send them to a two-year-old or a three-year-old who is actually feeling sick, because I feel fine. But I sound like I should be singing It's a Heartache, Nothing But a Heartache from the 1980s. But I will spare you doing that. But one of the things that has come up lately on the program is, and if you're a listener to this program, you know that this has happened. Yesterday, for example, I received an on-air call, and hopefully you heard it during the 5 o'clock hour, from a physician named, or giving us the name, Stephen in Lockport. A few days earlier, maybe it was last week or the week before, I received another telephone call from a man who is a medical doctor, and he was calling from Lewiston, New York. And off the air, I have also had conversations with quite a few medical doctors who approach me when I am out. And I'm not trying to blow my own horn, okay? In this business, you have to have an ego, or you can't do it. But you can't be a megalomaniacal idiot, because that's a turnoff for people. So the honest to God truth is, when I say stuff like this, I'm not trying to come off like I'm some big shot, okay? Because I'm not. I'm a cog in a machine. I'm a two-bit talk show host, an idiot with a microphone in Buffalo. And you know what? I'm totally okay with how my life has turned out. And you guys have made it that way. I have really, and I believe this, you can ask any of my friends if this is what I say off air too. I have the best talk radio audience that has ever existed. Seriously. Your loyalty, your devotion, your ability to break my nads, very, very much appreciated, okay? And what I really appreciate is the trust that you have in me. That is, seriously, guys, that means more to me than any material possession. The fact that you people listening, especially who've listened for a long time, you believe you can trust me. And I certainly hope that I've never done anything to disabuse or give dishonor to that trust. So because of whatever reason, people feel comfortable, especially in the past few years, approaching me and talking about the show. And lately, I have had a number of medical doctors from various disciplines and specialties approach me. And they have told me, and I'm not making this up, I could produce witnesses if I had to, but they have told me, Tom, thank you for fighting. Thank you for being our voice, because we can't say the stuff you are saying, and we can't even call in to give you support, because it tends to be unhealthy to do so in the medical community, especially if you're a younger doctor and you're looking at $200,000 in student loan debts from medical school. You know, you've got a career you've got to think about. But your personal, interpersonal, one-on-one trust is appreciated. And that goes across the board, not just medical doctors, but attorneys, factory workers, people from every sector and segment of the economy, all right? But it means something when people who are RNs, LPNs, PAs, chiropractors, dentists, ophthalmologists, whatever the specialty, it means a lot, so much to me, that you trust me, that when you come up and you introduce yourself and we have a conversation, that you tell me how you really feel and you don't worry about getting burned. That's irreplaceable to me. And I don't mean to go off on a big tangent about it, but that is the stuff that really matters to me, all right? Because trust, you can't buy it, you can't advertise it, you can't sell it. You either develop it with people who listen to you, or you don't. And even on the issues where we don't see eye to eye, at least if you know that I'm not going to hose you. That means the world. So let me get to the point a little more quickly. The other day, I received correspondence from somebody I personally know. This individual is very is respectably high up in the healthcare world. This individual explained to me the frustration felt because this individual has done everything asked. This individual has done the overtime. This individual was there at the height of Alpha China virus, there during the height of the Delta variant, now dealing with Omicron variant. This individual has received the vaccines. But the line in the sand for this individual, who is very well educated, is the booster shot and any mandate of the booster shot. And the Supreme Court yesterday, as you know, basically gave us a rather, schizophrenic verdict in the Biden mandate situation. So the businesses like, for example, locally, Moog, and there are many others, obviously, that hire 100 or more people, you are not going to be subject to the vaccine mandate. But citing past precedents, the same Supreme Court overwhelmingly voted that if you are in healthcare, you must get the vaccine. Now, they did make provisions, or there are provisions in place for legitimate medical exemptions for the vaccine. Most states, although not New York State, offer religious exemptions for healthcare providers and anybody who is not down with a certain vaccine or whatever. There are only three states in the United States that refuse to honor a medical exemption. We live in one of those states, a religious exemption. Religious exemption. They're not offered in New York State. It's off the table in New York State. So if you are, I got to take a sip of something, don't mind me. Like I say, feel fine. Just sound like a rag doll. I was thinking to myself, which sometimes is hard to do, but I was thinking to myself over the past couple of days. Let's see. I've had all these healthcare people, including some county workers, by the way, I've had all these healthcare workers come up to me, might be in maintenance, laundry, linen, food service, MDs, DOs, chiropractors, dentists, you name it. And they've said, look, I feel so alone. Tom, you're obviously not a doctor, but what you are saying, we agree with. I agree with. And you're on the right path. Please keep doing what you are doing. And I've been wrestling in my own mind with what I can do to help those of you who are facing a choice now between, at this point, a booster and your job. Because I'm just this two-bit radio idiot with a microphone in Buffalo. What can I do? And when I received correspondence yesterday from somebody I know, very well educated, very respectable job within the healthcare profession, this individual is trying to start a group of like-minded healthcare professionals. Whether you are one of the licensed and certified medical professionals, or for that matter, whether you work in an ancillary road or career path in the medical system, maybe making sure the place has heat in the winter, air conditioning in the summer, making sure the linen is clean and spotless and regularly and properly washed. Whatever it is you do as a healthcare worker, if you are not down with getting the booster, that is your line in the sand. You, as an individual, have very little power. And you know better than I and better than other listeners who aren't in healthcare, you know what a lonely position you sometimes occupy. You feel as though you are the only person who has a certain opinion about continuous booster, while at the same time, in an unbelievable display of what I can only describe as erratic behavior, the hospitals are allowing people who currently have COVID to come and take care of patients while they fired people who refused to get the vaccine. I think it's crazy. You think it's crazy, but you're one person. And much like being a Trump supporter at a college campus in America over the past few years, you don't know whom you can trust. You have concerns. You have worries. You have strong opinions. But you're scared that if you say them to the wrong person, you're going to get blown in, or you are going to be shunned at work, which, by the way, is a form of workplace harassment if you didn't know that. So what I'm going to do, and I am not a hero. Please understand this. I'm not a hero, okay? But I try to do the right thing, and I try to pick and choose my battles properly. So after a great deal of thought and consideration, I've decided to get involved to the best of my ability to help those of you who were not protected by yesterday's Supreme Court decision feel as though you are, in fact, not alone, to provide you with a support system. And I hit upon an idea, which, have you ever been in a situation where you've been wrestling with something in your own mind? What do I do? How can I help? How can I be most effective? Have you ever done that? Whether you run a business, whether you're in a marriage, whether you're a parent, a grandparent, you have a conundrum that is posed to you, and you spend a lot of time trying to figure out how you can make the maximum use of your abilities. And I think that I've stumbled upon something, and I want to share it with you when we come up after the 2:30 news. Because to be honest with you, and I always am, even when I lie, that's Al Pacino, Scarface. I want to bounce an idea off of you, and I want to get your feedback on it. And if I'm nuts, tell me I'm nuts. If you think it's a good idea, tell me it's a good idea. But it is the best idea with which I can come up at this point in the game, as far as helping people I do regard as heroes. My future daughter-in-law left a career in nursing she loved for the obvious reason. She left it. She was very good at it. People loved her. Patients loved her. I love her. She's a great young lady. And I am so happy that my son found the ideal woman. She is great. I love this young lady. I have two daughters now, basically. Instantly, two daughters. And an instant granddaughter, too. So, and I sound like I have a great-great-granddaughter. But anyway, I want to tell you what I'm going to be doing. And I want to know if there's any interest in it. I want to know if you think it's the way to go. But I'll give you details coming up after the break. And I've got a whole bunch of other things that I want to get into today as well. Basically, no shortage of material whatsoever. And again, I'm sorry about the voice. I'm probably going to go to the doc on Monday. I'm not going to be working on Monday, but I'm probably going to go and have it scoped again just to see what's going on. But I apologize for the roughness of my voice. But you know what? Don't think of it as being roughness of the voice. Think of it as Tom acting. Yes, I'm acting. That's what this is all about. All right. It is Bowerly for my friend.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Pasquale kind of throwing me a screwball there. Nice. Nicely done. Anyway, Pasquale Maggiore is at Master Control. It is Bowerly, first name Tom, on News Radio 930 WBEN. I have a lot of stuff I want to get into today, and I want to mention that we do have a pair of tickets to see the Eagles that I'll be giving away during the show today. And I assure you, my friends, I'm not going to sneak it in under the radar. When I give away tickets, I knock you over the head or through the eardrum. You won't miss it. As long as you're listening to the show, you won't miss it. And I will again tell you that, you know how I say I've got the best talk radio audience ever? When I ask you guys, hey, please don't call the contest lines until it's time for the contest, you guys do it. You're awesome. It sounds so petty and so little, but it really is kind of cool. Because ask Pasquale. Usually, the minute somebody says contest, people call in. And even if you're just promoting the upcoming giveaway. So I am deeply appreciative of the fact that you don't do that because it's extra work for Pasquale. But the Eagles tickets, they went on sale from Live Nation this morning. And let me just double check that. Yep, this morning. And we'll have a pair to give away during the program today. Stay listening, and I promise you, as long as you're listening, you will not miss the time you need to call in. So thanks again for being super cool. Maybe not as cool as I am, but you know, you're up there. So anyway, started off the program today by basically trying to tell you that there's only so much I can do to help people in certain situations. And I wish I had more power, not for myself, but to change things. And this idea came to me as a result of emails I've received, as a result of callers to this program. You have heard the doctor from Lewiston, the doctor from Lockport, other healthcare professionals or their families, and a private communication, which I'm allowed to share, from an individual. and people who approach me when they see me out. So for those of you in healthcare, here is what I have decided to do. And I think you guys believe it's a good idea because my email box is absolutely swamped with people. So the person I know who has a very well-educated job in healthcare is putting together a local group of people involved in healthcare, whether you are licensed, MD, RN, LPN, PA, whatever, or whether you work in maintenance, building support, groundskeeping, whatever your role happens to be in a hospital, if you are going to be affected by the upcoming booster mandate and you want to fight back, here is what I'm willing to do. I know this individual who wants to form this group. I spoke with him this morning. If you send me an email with your contact information on it, I am going to forward your email to the individual who is starting the group to fight any additional mandates or any additional boosters. Now, I want to tell you that I know that there are other groups that either have formed or are in the process of coalescing. Please, I beg of you, don't be at each other's throats. You all want the same thing. I cannot encourage you any more strongly, and this is up to you guys and ladies to work it out, to work together and have one big group instead of a whole bunch of splinter organizations. And unfortunately, what I've found in a lot of conservative or right-wing politics is you get groups, then you get other groups, then you get other groups who attack the other groups. But you all want the same thing at the end of the day. But you spend more time attacking each other's group than you do attacking the common enemy. And this happens repeatedly, especially on the right, but it also happens on the left. It's amazing. When you want the same thing, you work together with people who also want the same thing. And let me just give you a quick personal example, okay? Now, you know my feelings on the Great Northern Grain Elevator, all right? Now, Tim Thielman and his group have gotten the temporary restraining order against ADM, knocking it down, and they're going to have a day in court. Now, my opinion on the Great Northern Grain Elevator is completely different than Tim Thielman's opinion on the Great Northern Grain Elevator. But if you've noticed, one of the things that I've not done, I have not attacked Tim Thielman. I have not attacked his group of preservationists because at the end of the day, we both have a tremendous respect for the history of the city of Buffalo. So Tim Thielman and I may not agree. Well, we certainly don't agree on the Great Northern Grain Elevator, but I will tell you that I respect Tim Thielman and what his group is trying to do because we have a common goal of making sure that Buffalo's history is preserved. Now, obviously, we have different priorities, but why would I do, and this is kind of a revolution in my way of thinking, why would I attack somebody over a certain issue when in the future, Tim Thielman and I, in all likelihood, are going to be working together on other projects on which we can agree? So I encourage you, if you are in healthcare and you want to fight these mandates, you're not into the booster, I encourage you to not be at each other's throats, but find the areas upon which you can agree and unite forces. As Mel Gibson said in Braveheart to Robert the Bruce, unite the clans, unite the clans. And then he said something about getting into his hot tub and he lost me. But anyway, Didn't know they had hot tubs in Scotland, but not in the 1300s. But anyway, the idea is as follows. Lubrication. The idea is as follows. Send me an email, tom@wben.com. That is my email, tom@wben.com. Just say who you are, what you do for a living, and you can express a quick opinion, if you want, as to why you would like to become involved in a group of healthcare professionals fighting booster mandates and a lot of this other stuff. I will forward your email to the individual that I know personally who reached out to me, I think it was yesterday. I spoke with this individual this morning, and he wants to do this. He has already been in touch with other healthcare professionals, including a physician we both personally know. So to me, that is the best I can do for you if you are in healthcare and you're feeling alone. You feel shunned because you don't want the booster. Send me an email, but you're not really sending me the email. I'm simply the post office. I'm simply the conduit. I will put you in touch with the individual who is wanting to form a giant group so you have a united voice as you make your opinions known against the booster. Now, many of you listen to the show a lot. Some of you may be first-time listeners. And full disclosure from me is I am vaccinated. I had COVID. In all likelihood, I am going to get the booster because that is my choice. And I appreciate it if you respect my choice to get vaccinated. I have various areas of high risk. And after I talk to some more doctors, I suspect that my eventual conclusion will be that it is in my best interest probably to get the booster. All right. It's a crapshoot, but it's my decision. But at the same time, my friends, and I have been rock solid on this without wavering, I support your medical freedom if you do not wish to be vaccinated, if you do not wish to be boosted. I am 100% opposed to the new segregation of vaccinated people versus unvaccinated people, especially, but not limited to, but especially when it comes to areas of recreation. There are things about which you can do nothing, because if you're, there are things about which you can't do anything. But if life has taught me anything, it is there is some truth to the saying that there is strength in numbers. And if by acting as a conduit between you and the fella who is putting together a group of people who believe as you do about the boosters, that is the most I think I can do. And it will be up to that individual to reach out to you and reach out to everybody else who emails me and get this group going so you can speak with one voice. So you no longer are a sunflower in the wilderness with 100 squirrels wondering how they're going to eat your seeds. I have no idea why I thought of that. That's just weird. But my email address is tom@wben.com. Now, I want to spend a few minutes, not the whole show, but I want to spend a few minutes. I want your feedback on if that is a solid idea. Will you take part? If you are a healthcare worker, am I going about this the right way? I can't think of anything else that I can do but what I have just described to you. You may have suggestions on how I could do it better. You may just want to say, hey, it's a good idea. You might want to say, I think your idea sucks. That's fine. But I want to hear from you about this because this is something that I am personally very passionate about because even as a vaccinated person, I absolutely will stand with those of you who are not vaccinated, okay? I really believe, especially those of you in healthcare, you've seen COVID up close and personal. You were healthcare heroes, and now you are told that you are really not capable of making your own educated decision about what is right for you, your body, and your family. So my simple question, and I'm not going to spend all day talking about this, is what do you think of this plan? What do you think? What suggestions would you make? Because everybody's got a suggestion to make it better. And look, I'm not so stuck on myself that I'm not going to take suggestions from people from time to time. Sometimes you guys give me some really, really good ideas, and I'll say, you know what? You're right. I changed my mind. Here's what I'll do. Let me give you the phone number on WBEN. And if you need to call in for somebody who doesn't want to be identified by voice, you know, that's fine too. The on-air number to News Radio 930 WBEN is 803-0930. If you prefer, some people are sticklers, 803-0930. The area code, by the way, is 716. If you're on a cell phone, it's a free call, *930. And the toll-free number, but I always like to joke that I don't think anybody's paid for a long-distance call in the last 15 years, is 1-800-616-WBEN. 1-800-616-WBEN. Now, I must tell you that I have given this a lot of thought. This has been percolating in my mind for quite some time. But what pushed me over the edge of the cliff, or what pushed me into the pot of honey and unicorns, is the correspondence I received yesterday from the person personally known to me who wants to unite healthcare workers to defend your medical rights. That was what made me say, I think I can do this, and I think I should do this. Support, criticism, suggestion, I want to hear from you. Because, look, this is all kind of new to me, all right? I've been thinking about how I could possibly help you guys a lot. But when I received this particular correspondence from someone I personally know, that started the seed sprouting, okay? And then I got the lights out and I separated the male from the female plant. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. I'll probably do this topic for just a little while before we switch into some other things, but I want to give you the chance to comment on what I am trying to do, all right? Giving you more voice and more power in numbers. And the one thing I do want to stress, guys, is this. I have not burned anybody who did not wish to be named on this program or any other program I've done. My entire career, which goes back over 40 years, I've never burned a single person. I have never outed a single source, and I never will, because that's just not cool and it's not honorable. And I'm not the most honorable guy in the world, but I do, believe it or not, have some principles in some things, okay? But I checked my email, and I am, to be honest with you, I'm blown away by the feedback I'm getting so far. It is going to require a lot of work this weekend to get your information to the person who wants to start the group. And I'm nothing special, but I feel really good about this. I really do. And I think it's going to be something big. And if I can just give it a kick in the pants to get it started, I'm more than willing to do that. So any suggestions? My email box, I literally have hundreds of people. And all I did before, I posted it on Facebook. That's it. Bowerly on WBEN.com. Where, by the way, you can buy Bowerly merchandise, and most of the profits go to the SPCA serving Erie County. And as far as the rest of the profits, I give enough to the SBC. Otherwise, my relationship with them, they win. And that's okay, because when they win, we all win. Let's go to Karen in Williamsville. Karen, you are on WBEN. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you very much.
Well, have you any thoughts? Have I properly articulated what I'm trying to do?
I think you have. I think you've done a great job. And I really support your decision to be able to have the choice to make your to get the vaccine if that's what you want. And I'm glad that you support others' decision to choose medical autonomy. And I think that what the gentleman is that that you're talking to about setting up a healthcare facility is a great idea, and I think you're going about it the right way.
Well, it's not going to be a facility at this point. I mean, hey, who knows? Maybe it could be. But what it really is a group of people to unite for the common cause of, as you put it, medical autonomy and freedom of choice, so that they no longer feel like they're on a raft in the middle of the Pacific Ocean with sharks brushing against their feet.
Absolutely, because mainstream media will have you believe that you're alone, that the majority of the people want to be vaccinated, and the others are pariahs.
And that is, I'll tell you, that's one of the big reasons, and I'm glad that you're saying that, that I wanted to do this, because the horror stories I've heard from people who made tremendous sacrifices ever since the China virus came around
right.
have been very disturbing. One minute you're a hero, the next minute you are a pariah, and that has to stop. And it's the same, look, there may be some people that I don't care for in politics who get or may have the China virus. I'm not going to stigmatize them. Why would I stigmatize people for getting sick?
Right.
I think that's just low class, and I won't do it.
Absolutely.
Well, Karen, I appreciate it. Any suggestion on how to do it better?
Oh, no, I absolutely think. I guess keep mentioning it. Keep mentioning it every show that you have. I think that you're doing a great job.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. I'm not fishing for compliments, but I do want feedback just so I know I'm doing the right thing.
Thank you.
All right, Karen, thank you very much. I appreciate it. If you're on hold, stay there. If you're not, be there. And I just want to take a few segments of this program to get your feedback on what I'm trying to do, okay? As I said, it's been percolating in my mind, but I'm not exactly the sharpest pencil in the box. So sometimes I need a kick in the butt to give me an idea on how I can help people. And I think I got that kick in the butt yesterday, and I talked with the gentleman this morning.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.